NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Missouri's Ferguson Police Department says Chief Thomas Jackson is resigning. The latest fallout from last year's police killing of Michael Brown, an unarmed black man. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman tells us, that incident prompted a federal review of the city's practices.
Jackson will step down March 19th, be replaced by the assistant chief, a lieutenant colonel. Jackson is just the latest Ferguson City employee to step down in the wake of a scathing Justice Department report that basically accused the department of discriminating against African-American residents through a pattern of unconstitutional policing.
Ferguson's city manager resigned yesterday. Secretary of State John Kerry and some Republican lawmakers are exchanging lessons on the U.S. political system. On Capitol Hill today, Kerry said it's not up to Congress to dictate or approve the terms of the nuclear agreement the president is negotiating with Iran. This after Republican lawmakers warned Iran that any such deal might not last beyond the Obama administration. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The U.S. and other world powers are negotiating a deal that they say is meant to cut off Iran's path to a nuclear bomb. Kerry says this won't be a legally binding plan or a treaty that needs congressional approval. He expressed utter disbelief at the letter signed by 47 Republicans suggesting that Congress can modify the terms of the deal. He told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that's, in his words, flat wrong.
This letter ignores more than two centuries of precedent in the conduct of American foreign policy.
Kerry plans to meet his Iranian counterpart again Sunday in Lausanne, Switzerland. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The AFL-CIO and its affiliated unions are freezing all political action committee contributions for members of Congress. NPR's John Itzde reports they're making the move to gain leverage in the debate over a trade pact the U.S. and 11 Pacific nations are negotiating.
The unions fear the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, trade deal could end up sending U.S. jobs to low-wage Asian countries. Unions are freezing contributions to try to get members of Congress to vote against fast-track authority, which would allow President Obama to put a trade deal before Congress for an up or down vote without amendments. The unions say the TPP could cost U.S. manufacturing jobs, including in the auto industry. The Obama administration counters that U.S. tariffs are already so low that it's unlikely more U.S. jobs would be shifted abroad. The freeze on contributions now signals that a yes vote on fast track could cause members of both parties campaign funds in 2016. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 27 points. The Nasdaq lost 9. This is NPR. The Associated Press has filed a lawsuit to force the State Department to release Hillary Clinton's email and other documents from her tenure as Secretary of State. The AP says it's taking the action after the State Department failed to respond to years of requests under the Freedom of Information Act. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine may have uncovered one of the reasons doctors and patients can have trouble assessing experimental treatments. NPR's Richard Harris reports the study finds many scientists aren't documenting the results of their clinical trials on a government website, as is required by law.
A 2007 law requires scientists to report the basic results of many studies on clinicaltrials.gov within a year after a study is complete. But Dr. Monique Anderson and colleagues at Duke University say scientists only met that deadline 13% of the time. Some had applied for extensions, which are allowed to pharmaceutical companies for competitive reasons. Industry complied better than studies funded with taxpayer dollars. There, even accounting for late reporting and exemptions, only half of those studies had reported basic results. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Powdered alcohol, called Palcohol, has won approval from a federal regulator. The Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau is giving the go-ahead to four varieties of the product, though states regulate their own alcohol sales, and several have already moved to ban Palcohol. It's raised concerns about abuse, including the potential to snort it. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.